And I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She's Executive Director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and she is with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning, Santa Fe. Good morning, Mary Charlotte. It's a pleasure to be here.
And speaking of the arts, can I just speak of the cats?
I think cats comes before arts in this program, even though it comes after arts in the dictionary.
And then there's dogs, but we don't have any dogs right now.
We don't like cats before dogs.
I before E. This week's featured cat of the week is Delta. She's a sweet and playful young kitty girl, and she's very pretty, and she has medium-length coat and a dilute calico marking of peach and gray and white, which form an unusual patchwork pattern. And she is with Felines and Friends. If you would like to adopt Delta or any other cat, you can call 505-316-2281, and you can go to write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
And if you're not in the mood to adopt a cat and you are in the mood to adopt some art, there are some amazing art openings tonight.
Speaking of the arts, really be
at Gerald Peters Gallery, they've got an exhibition up called Singular Visions, which is watercolors by three artists, Harold Greger, Keith Jacobs Hagen, and Suzanne Siminger, at the receptions from 5 to 7. There's another wonderful opening of paintings by Peter Harrington. It's a kind of mixed media event, work by Mary Andrews, and both of these exhibitions open from 6 to 8. At Margie Gallery over there on Water Street. They've been doing some really interesting exhibitions. But most importantly for me in terms of art openings tonight, the Santa Fe Arts Commission has created an open call exhibition. The Art Institute has done an open call every year since I've arrived. But the idea of not jurying, of simply allowing all the talented artists in Santa Fe to bring work that they would like on exhibition.
What about the untalented artists?
There are no untalented artists. Let's get real here. An open call is a way of showcasing the talent that might not be the taste of a particular juror. And usually the work, all in all, is pretty darn sweet. So if everyone can go down to the Santa Fe Arts Commission Community Gallery today between 5 and 7, it's a group exhibition called Common Ground. I think someone said that 500 artists submitted work.
Oh, my goodness.
But that may be an exaggeration. It should be a really wonderful evening. And if you're not in the mood for art and you are in the mood for music and dance and theater, it's a great weekend. Tonight begins the Friday, Saturday, Sunday 38th Annual Santa Fe Bluegrass and Old Time Music Festival out there on the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds down at 3229 Rodeo Road. There are weekend passes, there are day passes. Head to southwestpickers.org to see all the information, or there's a really, really nice article in PASA this week.
Excellent. Now, let's talk for a second about some of the things that I've actually had on the show. At the Tamarind Institute, there is the closing reception tonight of an exhibition that's going to be up for another week called Afro, Black Identity in America and
yes.
Brazil. And we did a little show about that earlier
the
in the week.
Tamarind Institute is a lithography center,
yeah.
a print center down at the University of New Mexico that does amazing work.
Another, they really do.
They do. Another really wonderful thing that starts on Friday and will run all the way through the 9th of September is What the List Missed, the absolutely undeniably, certifiably true story of how New Mexico became a state. And it's the Santa Fe melodrama. It's quite wonderful. It's the annual Fiesta melodrama, so it's poking fun. At Fiesta and at New Mexico History, there's a reception at 6:30 tonight. The curtain comes up at 7:30. It's at the Santa Fe Playhouse down tucked away on DeVargas Street, which is such a sweet venue.
It's a very nice
place to go. It's a sweet venue, so I recommend it highly. If you can't get there tonight, don't worry. It's running through the 9th of September. And another thing that's going on tonight that starts is called Full Circle, We're All Related. It's singer-songwriter Shelley Morgansong's musical featuring a whole bunch of gifted local Santa Feans. And that's up at the Lodge and will run till September 2nd.
Now, I want to also mention that the new Albuquerque Latin Festival, Latin music
yes.
and dance and everything, I think the opening party was last night, but it goes
yes.
all through the weekends with all kinds of dance classes and dance parties and dance films and music films and it should
and
be
music and classes music. And performances.
Yeah, everything. And not to be missed if you have any inclination whatsoever toward Latin dance and music. And then tonight at the Lenzic, John Kloss, who was on, was telling us about Stepology, which was a tap dancing festival.
Yes.
Which is at 7:30 at the Lenzic tonight. So lots of good stuff.
And it's also on Saturday. So it's Friday and Saturday. And it's John Kloss, and he's been teaming up with Elise Gent from the West African Dance
yeah.
Group over at the Rail Yard. There's just an amazing amount going on. David McDonald is going to be discussing and signing copies of The Last Great Ape, Journey Through Africa and a Fight for the Heart of the Continent at Collected Works today at 6 p.m. And very exciting, Lois Rudnick, who
yes.
moved here from Boston, who is a biographer and an art commentator and critic, has been working for years on a big project on Maybelle Dodge.
Maybelle Dodge Lujan.
Maybelle Dodge Lujan, exactly. And Maybelle Dodge was one of those characters who moved here to New Mexico, settled up in Taos, and really began a series of salons and community activities that built both the literary and the arts community in the early part of the 20th century. And she left an enormous volume of letters and writing that was published a long time ago. But the family asked that they not talk about a secret, a family secret, which was
namely that all her husbands had, except for the first one who died 10 seconds after they got married, or
and we don't know
days.
If he did, but
yeah,
it was a matter of
syphilis. All the rest of them had syphilis.
But it was really a part of the landscape through Europe and through the U.S. As we moved out of the Victorian era and into a more liberated time, syphilis spread even more. But syphilis has been a part of human history since the 15th century, and
right.
probably since the 13th century, because we can go back and find images from medieval history where a soldier or a landsman or someone who would be moving from community to community was represented as a skeleton, because they were understood to be the carriers of death, and that was syphilis.
So
she's going to be speaking. Yeah, she's going to be speaking about the book tonight at 5:30 at the St. Francis Auditorium. There is no charge. I recommend anyone who has a little bit of time.
Why do I think it was at the New Mexico History Museum?
Is it at the? It says in the PASA that it's
okay.
at St. Francis.
I'll look it up and double
okay.
check.
It may be at the New Mexico History Museum. It's the New Mexico Museum of Art
oh,
that's
you're
representing
right, you're
it,
right.
not the New Mexico.
It's the New Mexico.
Yeah. So I think it's at St. Francis.
You're
no,
right.
That's why we're here. That's why we help each other. It's good. It's good.
So tomorrow morning at the Santa Fe Farmers Market, Collected Works hosts Santa Fe School of Cooking founder Susan Curtis, who will sign books and discuss the new venue of this important Santa Fe company. That's from 9 to noon. And then on Saturday at 4 o'clock, Collected Works presents Santa Fe artist Mary Mito and the author of a new book by the same name, Dr. Arden Reed. He's a professor of English at Pomona College. And let's see.
Arden is not only the professor of French literature at Pomona College. He's been writing on contemporary art for 10 years now, and has done some really, really marvelous and essential work working on the idea of slow art and the time it takes to understand it.
Right.
So I recommend that one highly. That was on my list as well.
And then on Monday at 6 o'clock at Collected Works, Elizabeth West launches the book that we talked about also this week, Santa Fe, 400 Years, 400 Questions. And she will be in conversation with another fabulous Santa Fe author, Penn Lafarge, and copies of the books will be available. And on Thursday evening, Doug Fine has a new book. He's the author of Farewell, My Subaru. And he has a new book called Too High to Fail, Cannabis and the New Green Revolution, ladies and gentlemen. And then finally, one more literary event. Pamela McCorduck is going to be talking about her new book, her new novel, which is very, very nice, very good book, called Bounded Rationality. And that's at Garcia Street Books from 2 to 3 tomorrow.
Yes.
And it's the second in a Santa Fe trilogy.
That's right.
Which has kind of science and philosophical themes.
And history. Yep. And very strong sort of personalities. Another thing that's going on, and I'm going to take everybody back to my compulsion, which is order. On Saturday.
Oh, we're going chronologically?
On Saturday, there's the Ambient Showcase, and it's Ted and Tracer, Radir and Watson, 6 to 9 p.m., in conjunction with CCA's wonderful exhibition, Be It, which is at the Munoz Waxman Gallery, CCA over there on Old Pecos Trail. So bring pillows, bring mats, get ready to partake in what is going to be a wonderful evening of art and music.
Excellent.
Another interesting thing going on Saturday is at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium. It's the Santa Fe Indian School, which presents the premier screening of the documentary film about its world-acclaimed, award-winning, fabulously talented spoken word program.
Oh, that's I'm so glad you're announcing this.
6 p.m. New Mexico History Museum Auditorium on Saturday evening. Well worth coming out to support them and to partake in this marvelous film called Moccasins and Microphones, Modern Native Storytelling Through Performance Poetry.
And one more event on Sunday at Collected Works Bookstore at 11 in the morning. There is a presentation by Journey Santa Fe called Forest Restoration, Simple, Complex, or Both. And KSFR radio host David Bacon is going to be there. He's involved with the issues. Concerned citizen Jan Boyer will be there for the conversation and a lot of very interesting questions. So that's Saturday morning at 11.
Great. Actually, that's on Sunday morning.
That's what I meant.
At 11.
I'm pre-caffeinated, huh?
It's okay. That's why we're here. We're all here together to help each other get clear.
Listen to her, not me.
Also on Sunday, the Santa Fe Community College School of Arts and Design Visual Arts Gallery is going to be presenting a really interesting exhibition of American ceramics. It's called Global Interface in American Ceramics. It's a wonderful ceramic program they have over there. It's also a marvelous exhibition space. So I recommend that you guys get over there. It opens at 10 a.m. on Sunday. It'll be open until 5. That's the reveal of the new exhibition. But it will be up through September 21st. So folks have lots of time to get over there and see it. Another thing that's happening on Sunday is outdoors. It's the New Mexico Sunflower Festival. There are hayrides, there's food, there's art, there's music. It runs from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Peña Blanca. So you go out on U.S. Interstate 25. You can get off around Cochiti and Santo Domingo Pueblo. There'll be signs there. It's $1 a person for adults, and kids are free. And it's a wonderful, wonderful experience of the Santa Fe landscape that I recommend highly.
Heidi Lowen has a show called To Honor South Korea, 8 Golden Trigrams, and she worked with the people of Incheon, South Korea. I'm not sure if you say that right, but Santa Fe and this other city were both designated creative cities by UNESCO, and they have had a kind of sharing and lots of different cultural exchange going on, and that particular event is today from 5 to 8 at the Heidi Lowen Porcelain Gallery, which is right close to the plaza. It's at 315 Johnson Street in Santa Fe.
It's at the corner of Johnson and Galisteo and Guadalupe, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
At the galleries, there are still some amazing exhibitions up worth seeing. Addison Rowe Fine Arts has Joseph Bakos and his circle, paintings by the artist who died in 77. And they are groups, all members of Los Cinco Pintores, up through September 7th. Chiaroscuro has the work of Emmy Whitehorse, a remarkable remarkable local painter, and Rose B. Simpson, who is a gifted young Native artist.
Yes, indeed.
That's up through September 8th. James Kelly Gallery has the work of Robert Kelly, beautiful, serene, powerful, abstract work. Jane Sauer Gallery has the work, beadwork of Terry Greaves, and furniture designs by Dennis Esquivel. Also, Animology, which is mixed media by Jeff Gorman, all worth going over and seeing. Karen Rulin Gallery has The Abstract, New Mexico's Own, which is a group show that'll be up through August. And lastly, William Siegel Gallery has Pathways, Silent Collaborations, which is new work by Judy Tualatz-Stewa.
And I got a note from Melinda Silver saying she's got acrylic paintings that are part of a show at the Red Dot Gallery called From the Ground Up, and that's at 826 Canyon Road, right east of El Farol today from 5 to 8.
It's way up north on Canyon Road. That's great. Two or three other things that I just want to mention is the Be It site-specific installations at the Munoz Waxman Gallery at CCA, the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, which has some of the most powerful and beautiful exhibitions, really stretching the limits of what we expect to see in a Native museum. It's work that is so contemporary and so meaningful. It's one of the most exciting exhibition spaces in Santa Fe. Get over there. There are five or six different exhibitions. And if you didn't get to see the fashion show that was up during Indian Market, guys, you have missed something phenomenal. So I just have to give a hats off to Patsy Phillips and to Ryan Rice, who have turned the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts into a world-class museum.
I love it.
The other thing that you might want to get out there and see is out at the Poe Museum. It's an exhibition called 3D, Na Po Meng, The Continuous Path, which is an installation tracing the story of the Tewa people. And it is beautiful. And if you've not gotten out to the Poe Center, make it a trip. And last reminder, Site Santa Fe's exhibition, Mo Real, is still up and definitely worth a visit.
Excellent. And selected works on paper, the Flat File Show, with work by Eliza Naranjo Morse, Yves André Laramie. Did you read this already?
No, go for it. That's
She's looking at me like...
Perfect. No, take it.
Mary Charlotte is still not caffeinated. Greta Young, Lara Nickel, and Erin Lynn Forrest. And so this is at Axel Contemporary,
yes,
which is the mobile gallery that you see around town. And there's not going to be an opening reception, but it's August 28th through the 9th of September. You can go to axelart.com for daily location,
yes,
information. So it will come by close to you if you live in the sort of greater Santa Fe area.
And it's one of the wonderful things. You know, we have fabulous museums, but often it gets busy in life and you don't get into town. There's a large segment of our community who never take advantage of our museums, whether they don't feel welcome or they're expensive is not really the issue. But certainly, Axel Contemporary is an always free Roman exhibition that takes the art into the neighborhoods, and it is extraordinary. Hats off to Matt Chase Daniels and
Jerry
Wellman.
The Santa Fe Water Awareness Group is having another meeting, a second meeting, I guess, on Wednesday the 29th of August in Tusuki. It's a potluck at the home of one of the members, and they want to talk about a communal vision of a world of clean, pure, and healthy water available for all life and systems to flourish. The potluck is on at 5:30. The meeting starts at 6:30. And for more information and directions, contact Raphael at area code 575-770-1228 or write to healingthescars@gmail.com.
Excellent. Another really interesting exhibition is down in Albuquerque, and it's an exhibition at the African American Performing Arts Center and Exhibit Hall, and the exhibition of photographs and ephemera and some other associated materials is called Working on the Rails, African Americans and Domestic Train Service, and it is beautifully installed. It's really a fine exhibition, worth the trip.
Silence.
Well, I got the last thing that I want to talk about is on Sunday, August 26th at La Posada Resort and Spa, we're going to have, just gracing our presence, one of the most remarkable voices. Singer Lisa Henry is going to be performing with the Burt Dalton Trio, and this is a benefit for the New Mexico School for the Arts. It is the statewide school that is supporting gifted and talented young people from our state in the visual arts, in the performing arts, and it's being presented by Friends of Santa Fe Jazz and Santa Fe Pro Musica to raise some funds to support this fabulous, fabulous school. So Sunday, if you're up for it, 6 p.m. at La Posada, and you can hear the fabulous voice of Lisa Henry in concert with in performance. She's innovative, and the scat is fantastic.
The scat is fantastic, she
fantastic
said.
Scat, yes indeed.
So CCA, Cinematheque, and they've got hit documentaries, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, and Queen of Versailles continuing. Never Sorry tells the gripping tale of the man named the most influential artist in the world.
Well, at this point, he is. Well, yeah, the film has been out for a while. It's really powerful. It's about the artist Ai Weiwei. And you will remember that he's an artist who lives and works in China and has created work that is critical of the government and critical of global arts structures.
So in that sense,
dissent is the most powerful voice of democracy. In China, dissent, not so welcome. And so Ai Weiwei...
Oh, like it's welcome here?
Well,
Did you hear Democracy Now yesterday?
Yes, I did. But the point, and the point is never to get smug. Dissent is the voice of democracy, and we need to keep it strong. But in nations like Syria or in nations like China, dissent is absolutely forbidden, as in Russia. And Ai Weiwei has been bucking the government for a long time. And people might remember that as he was coming back to Beijing last year, he was arrested.
Right.
And he was put in jail, and he was kept there because of his criticism of the Chinese government.
So
this film, which is quite charming, was made... The story is quite charming. A young woman from the U.S., took her camera and went over just to follow him around for a while before all of the real sort of hoo-ha had been kicked up. And she created this beautiful documentary of Ai Weiwei, getting full access from the Chinese government to follow him.
So that is at the CCA, as are many other fine films. And don't forget the screen, I don't have their email open, but they've got great stuff too.
I have to tell you, I was in New York and Philadelphia, and the quality of the first-rate films that you can see at CCA and at the screen is remarkable.
Okay.
We are so fortunate. Everybody's got to go out and support them.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Thank you so much for listening to KSFR, Santa Fe's only public radio station. And Diane,
one of the best stations in the U.S.
In the galaxy.
In the universe. Forget just our galaxy.
That's right. Any galaxy. Well, I don't know. I don't want to be too presumptuous.
Well,
there might be other galaxies.
I give you permission.
That have their own Diane.
Their own radio station with Mary Charlotte DeMondi.
We're sitting in, well, you know, if it's infinite, there's a good chance. But anyway, we are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to this show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Please write to me. I love getting comments. I love getting critical feedback and hellos and anything like that. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, then jazz. Thank you, Mary Lynn. Adios.
Adios.